Good afternoon, everyone. Today's passage is Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9, where Mark records the woman who anointed Jesus. In addition to Mark, Matthew and John also records this woman. Today, we are going to take a look at Mark's record mainly, but I would like to refer to Matthew and John's records also when it is helpful to do so. In today's passage, Jesus was staying in a town called Bethany, one of the towns close to Jerusalem. Actually, it's only 3 kilometers or 1.8 miles between Jerusalem and Bethany. And the event in today's passage took place only a few days before Jesus' crucifixion. But at that time, no one really knew the death of Jesus was near. But anyway, Jesus was in Bethany and he was eating with people in the house owned by a man named Simon, who was suffering from leprosy. As you may know, leprosy causes serious damages to the skin of the patient, and people were generally so afraid of the disease. So, in the New Testament times, those who were suffering from leprosy were usually locked out of the society. Therefore, Simon, the owner of the house in today's passage, might not have been present at the house when Jesus was visiting there. While Jesus was eating, a woman came to Jesus and poured the perfume on Jesus' head. The Bible does not identify who the woman was exactly, so we don't know who she was really. But most likely, she was one of the family members of Simon. Some Bible scholars even argue that she was the wife of Simon. But anyway, she poured the perfume on Jesus. Today, in our normal situation, we don't often do things like what the woman did in today's passage, but in the Jewish culture, pouring aromatic oil is practiced in a religious ceremony to consecrate those who place important roles in their society, such as kings and priests. So, those who are anointed are supposed to deserve people's high respect. In today's passage, it is not very clear why the woman poured the perfume on Jesus' head. There is not a detailed description of the woman's mind. But we can tell at least that the woman deeply respected Jesus and treated him in an extremely nice way, because she sacrificed the very expensive perfume. By the way, in the New Testament times, perfumes were also used to take care of a dead body before the burial. So, what the woman did in today's passage seems to imply the death of Jesus. In fact, Jesus said in verse 8, "She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial." But like I mentioned, at that moment, people had no idea that Jesus was going to be killed in a few days. So, I do not really think the woman poured the perfume knowing Jesus' death was approaching, although Jesus completely knew it. Meanwhile, how expensive was the perfume? Verse 5 says, "more than a year's wage." This is just a footnote, but verse 5 is interesting if you compare other translations. For example, King James Version says more than 300 pence. Contemporary English version says more than 300 silver coins. But I would say those translations are a little paraphrased, which is not bad though. The more literal translation, at least for this particular verse, New King James Version and New American Standard Bible, which say more than 300 denarii and over 300 denarii, respectively. In the original Greek, verse 5 actually says denarii, which was the Roman silver coin used in the New Testament times. One denarius was equivalent to a wage for one day. So, over 300 denarii roughly means more than a year's wages. But the point is, the perfume the woman in today's passage poured on Jesus was extremely valuable. Then, some of those who were present in the house rebuked the woman. According to the Gospel of Matthew, they were disciples of Jesus, and the Gospel of John specifically says that was Judas Iscariot. However, Jesus basically defended the woman, saying, "She was done a beautiful thing to me." That was what happened in today's passage, basically. Out of the story, I originally wanted to share with you the following 3 points. Firstly, the woman was able to sacrifice the expensive perfume because she deeply trusted God. And secondly, the woman did her best she can at that moment. And thirdly, the woman's act was out of her thankfulness and love toward Jesus. Like I said, I originally wanted to share with you those 3 points today, but while I was preparing my sermon, I realized that my sermon would be quite long if I cover all these 3 points. So today, I am going to discuss my first point only. I hope I can share with you other points very soon. So, today's point is the woman was able to sacrifice the expensive perfume because she deeply trusted God. Like I said, the value of the perfume the woman poured on Jesus was more than a year's wages. So she poured that valuable perfume without hesitation. Verse 3 says, she broke the jar, which means to indicate her willingness to pour all the perfume she had in the jar. Breaking the jar means she is now unable to keep the perfume any longer. Why was she willing to pour the very expensive perfume on Jesus? For example, was it because she was rich? I don't really think so. I don't think she was rich. Remember, Simon, the owner of the house, was seriously sick. He had probably been locked out of the society, but at least he could not have been work. Unlike today, in the New Testament times, women were not able to work in the society. Women's role in the society was limited in the New Testament times. Assuming that the woman was one of the family members of Simon's family, then it is very unlikely that the woman was a rich person. However, she did not hesitate to pour the perfume on Jesus. In other words, she was willing to give almost all what she had to Jesus. Here we can see her deep trust in God. Without her trust in God, she would have not been able to give freely the expensive perfume, being worried about losing what she had. In other words, her trust in God was greater than her worries about her earthly situation. Her trust in God let her fears and anxieties go, giving her peace and confidence. Of course, that is not to say we should ignore our financial needs and use what we are given without thinking carefully. In fact, Christian stewardship is very important. We need to use what we are given from God in meaningful ways. But without our trust in God, we will never be satisfied. In fact, we will be always worried and fearful, no matter how much we are given by God. Without our trust in God, we always feel, I need more, or I want more. But our trust in God gives us peace and helps us not to become overly worried about our financial or physical possessions. Our trust in God helps us to be thankful for what we are given from God. Paul says this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Please note that he says this when he was being imprisoned. Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. The woman was willing to sacrifice the expensive perfume for Jesus because she trusted God, and she was given peace that came through her faith in God. About 100 years ago, a woman missionary came from America to Japan and helped Churches of Christ in Japan. Her name was Sarah Andrews. She played very important roles in the mission works by Churches of Christ in Shizuoka area. In fact, she played significant roles in establishing quite a few churches in Shizuoka, and four of them still exist today. Her dedication for the establishment of churches needs to be remembered. But in addition to that, her faith, her trust in God in her difficult times also needs to be remembered. Due to her health problem and other reasons, she was not able to return to the United States during World War II. So, she stayed in Japan during the war, and she was placed under house arrest in Shizuoka. During her house arrest, she experienced the extreme poverty, and she almost died. However, she survived, thankfully. After she was released from the house arrest, she reflected on her experience during the house arrest and stated this: "The hand of the Lord was in it all. I learned that once a Christian sees by the eye of faith, a controlling purpose, death loses its fears." Well, today we may not experience the extreme situation like Sarah Andrews did, but my point is, through our trust in God, we are given peace and strength even in a critical situation. What a powerful blessing! I think Paul and Sir Andrews were great examples. And also, the woman who poured the perfume on Jesus was willing to spend all the perfume she had for Jesus because she trusted in God and she was not fearful about giving what she had to God. Like Paul dedicated his life to the Lord and like Sarah Andrews dedicated her life for the kingdom work. Through the faith in God, our fears are removed and consequently we can give what we have freely. Through the faith in God, our fears are removed and that includes our fear of death. We humans can do amazing things. We are often amazed by what scientists and athletes achieve. But unfortunately, there is at least one thing that we humans can never overcome by ourselves. That is the power of death. Someday, there will be a time for every one of us to finish the earthly life. We are supposed to experience our physical death someday. But we Christians are so blessed because through our faith in Christ, we can trust in God. And as we trust in Him, we are given the peace of God, which even transcends even the fear of death. As the writer of Psalm 23 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil." And John chapter 11, verse 25. In John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." I think this is a wonderful blessing that we don't have to fear our physical death when we put our trust in God. We are not under the power of death because Jesus Christ has died for us. And through Him, we are given the new life, eternal life. We are called to serve God. There are many different ways to serve God, and we can serve Him in different ways. In today's passage, the woman served the Lord by pouring the perfume. Jesus was very glad about what she did because she did not hesitate to give. What made her so willing to give such valuable perfume? That's because she had her deep trust in the Lord and she was given peace that came through her faith in God. The ways we are called to serve God is probably not the same way the woman did in today's passage. But as we trust in God, He works through us and gives us peace so that we can serve Him better. So, serving God is something we do in a sense, but we can serve God better when we trust in Him and let Him work through us. Let's keep our heart open toward Him, trust Him, and serve Him. Thank you very much.